This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly, truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You know, just give me your email address. I send out an email a week, let you know what's going on. Some of the stuff we'll be talking about, yes. Even some of the stuff we're selling, oh my God, God forbid. It's okay to sell stuff, though. Seriously. It's how we stay on the air. I mean, you know what, guys? It has gotten tougher and tougher and tougher for us to stay on the air. And I don't mean like we're down tomorrow. I mean, because social media and others have kept the message from getting out. So we're working three times as hard to get the message out. If you think there's any value in the message, then work with us. Help us keep it out there or get it out there. So I ran across this video, and then I started reading about this. I thought this was just craziness going somewhere to happen. But you know how Mark Dice runs around the beach and other places, and he has people sign the dumbest, I mean the dumbest, petitions that you've ever seen. You know, I mean, seriously, euthanasia for people over 60. You wouldn't believe how many people sign that. Right? I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. Well, this one is even better. So this young lady went out to UCLA, a very liberal college in Los Angeles. And I don't even want to read the name that she had on her press pass. And she asked students to sign a petition to throw conservatives into an involuntary re-education camp. Now, she was, you know, the bubbly little thing bouncing around, and that's what she needed. We need to send them for diversity training. We need to send them for their sensitivity training. And you would just be surprised at how many people were more than fine with doing it. Now, try to cut this up a little bit and get as close as I can, but you got to hear this. If this doesn't freak you out, then you're in a coma, really.
Finally, a hat to top it all off. I love equality.
And she's, oh my God.
I'm Caitlin Bennett, but today I'm going undercover as genitalia at UCLA to get students to sign this petition to put conservative students in re-education camps.
This is great. And listen, she has no problem getting people to talk with.
I have an initiative to kind of get the administration to kind of set up a program to where we kind of make the conservatives go and get re-educated about what's going on in this country. I mean, climate change is ruining the earth. Just like AOC said, the earth is going to end in 12 years, so we have to do something about it. And Trump supporters don't care. Is that something that you would support, kind of getting them into like a training session?
You know what? If the earth truly was going to end in 12 years and the scientists were telling us it's over, that's it, I would get as much credit as humanly possible. I would fly to all kinds of places. What are they going to do? Throw me in debtor's jail for life? By that time, it'll be like 3 years away.
do perfect. Okay. Hopefully this can become a good initiative to kind of get some camps going around campus. So. Thank you for supporting this. I appreciate it. Have you ever heard of my club Feminist Camp? Basically what it says, we're kind of like a camp for people to come to learn about feminist ideals and how to protect minority and LGBTQ students on campus. I think it's important. Our world is going to crap. We don't like teach these people what the truth is. Is that something you would support?
Yes. But
perfect. But would you support it just, you know, for this campus? Perfect. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks for caring about the minority students.
California. What a state. Hi, how are you? Can I talk to you about an equality initiative I'm pushing on campus?
There's a young lady. I want to get to that because it's perfect. There's a young lady that shows up. And, my God, you would think that this woman was selling gold. She was so excited to see her there, so excited to be part, you know, be able to sign the petition, and then started helping her strategize on how to get the camps open.
I am pushing for something very radical. I kind of want the Trump supporters and the conservatives on this campus to have this, like, take re-education courses and sensitivity training so that they understand that their way of life isn't for everybody. And they should definitely, like, have to go through some type of training and some type of camp to learn what it's like to be a queer person, to be a person of color in Trump's America, because maybe they will start to listen and understand what we're saying. We've been saying it for years now, and it seems as though his base just keeps growing. Is that something you would support?
Yeah.
Perfect. You agree with that, like, the school kind of leading this initiative?
Yeah, I mean, I never thought about it, but you bring up a good point.
Thank you. I feel like if the Trump administration is being radical, that we should also be radical.
Is anybody else petrified that she's actually getting traction on this? Come on, think about this, sir. She's actually getting traction on this. Does that scare anybody else but me?
We combat them.
Yeah, I think it's brave of you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
And I know it's radio. Now some of you can't see this, but she has got the rainbow socks on. She's got something on her shirt that's a rainbow. Equality on her hat in a rainbow color.
Hello, sir. How much does equality mean to you on campus? A lot. Okay, can I have a minute of your time to tell you about something, some radical idea that I'm pushing? Okay, so I believe ever since Trump got elected that our rights have been completely under attack. I'm not sure if you quite understand as a white male, but as like a female, an LGBTQ student, and, you know, people of color, obviously we can't relate.
When you walk away at that point, it's like she's looking at you going, you're white, you're too stupid to understand. Just sign this. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855 732-5563. Look at Go See Unplanned. It's coming out. Well, they're kind of teasing it right now, but it'll be out soon. It's all about a Planned Parenthood. One of their top sellers, their top marketing people, and she was winning all kinds of awards. She was on her way up in the Planned Parenthood world, in the world of baby killing. And what happened? She was asked to help out during a procedure because they were shorthanded. And it was very simple. All she had to do was watch the sonogram while it was happening to make sure that the doctor got everything. And she went running out of the room when she saw what was going on. Because, you know, again, we're seeing more and more young people change their mind on abortion. And one of the reasons is we have technology. That darn blasted technology. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, we're talking about the students on the UCLA campus. They decided that, or somebody decided to go out, and I'll explain this in a minute, to do have them sign a petition to take MAGA supporters, or Trump supporters, and put them in a concentration camp kind of thing. Because, you know, they're too sick to be out there. Now, they have to have sensitivity training. They have to be reprogrammed to understand. And when you see that, this is real stuff, people. This is not, Joe's not making it up. Joe's not going out there and producing these kind of films. It's just like with Mark Dice. He was getting so much traction that YouTube pretty much cut him off. But this is even better. Take a listen. Seriously.
To you on campus. A lot. Okay, can I have a minute of your time to tell you about something, some radical idea that I'm pushing? Okay, so I believe with ever since Trump got elected that our rights have been completely under attack. I'm not sure if you quite understand as a white male, but as like a female, an LGBTQ student, and, you know, people...
Hey, you're too dumb to understand, so let me just lay it out for you and then sign this.
Caller, obviously we can't relate to them, but we can kind of understand their experiences, and I think they've shared a lot on this campus about how they feel like they're under attack with this administration. So I'm pushing for something radical. I think the administration needs to kind of set up a re-education program for conservative and Republican students, and especially Trump supporters on this campus, to kind of, you know, have them sit down and watch.
Has she taken a breath yet?
Watch documentaries, hear the voices of people of color on this campus and LGBTQ communities, because I feel like they're so privileged that they don't really get it. Is that something that you would support on this campus to kind of bridge the gap between the two kind of stereotypes that we have?
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, thank you so much.
She looks at the camera like, what an idiot. I don't think you can get anything out of that, right? I mean, she was talking so fast. How do you even know what she was talking about? But what I love about this is the readiness of people to easily jump on, you know, jump on board and put us in camp. We wouldn't do it to them. We think they're sick. We believe them to be sick. We believe that they need a lot of help. But we wouldn't commit them to camps. I'm sorry, who's the tolerant one?
Hi, excuse me. Do you believe in equality? Inclusiveness on this campus?
Yes, I'm really,
you
I'm
do?
Digging this.
I love
you
this
are.
Woman.
Oh, perfect.
I'm
no,
clear,
this is
so
great.
I'm like, this is
okay, so we're in the same page.
Yeah,
yes,
all
perfect. I'm trying to make it to where the administration kind of gets a program together for conservative students and kind of re-educates them, kind of giving them the insight into minorities and how they're treated on campus, how they're treated by the Trump administration and his fan base, kind of like a re-education thing to give them that perspective, kind of like a, what's the word, like a sensitivity training.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you would support, that you would support that initiative with our club?
Sure, I'll sign the petition.
Perfect, okay.
I'm a fourth year. I've been dealing with this bullshit for like years.
Yeah, but it doesn't end there. Right? This woman goes on to start helping her figure this out. And look, I mean, you think she has a mirror? I'm just asking.
I just need your name and email. Don't worry about your phone number. I'm not going to...
Oh, yeah. No worries. But what's it called? You should email this email because I'm actually... do you know anything about student government here?
Yes. A little bit. I'm only a freshman.
Okay.
That's why, like, I'm working so hard to get this out now.
Right. So I am one of the student government representatives.
Oh, perfect.
So it's called the external vice president. We have, we do all the lobbying and shit like that.
Oh, perfect.
But basically, I mean, I have a lot of access to admin. What I can tell you is you should meet with the IVP. He's also gay. Super down for this, but,
So he would be cool with, like, kind of reaching out to the conservatives and saying...
So... Let me see if I understand this. Because he's super gay, which I always thought it was like gay, and that was it. I mean, but I guess he's super gay. And because he's super gay, he's down, I guess that's a new vernacular, he's down with putting conservatives in a concentration camp, right?
We need to kind of get you into, like, this training
program. Right. The main thing is that I don't think this will ever be an admin-sponsored thing. It would have to be, like, a student-initiated type thing.
Okay.
Because otherwise the school will get, like, sued.
Really? Well, I mean, you have to take these drastic measures for what's happening,
right,
to be honest.
But is there... admin doesn't do radicalism.
Okay.
Well,
they should.
Right.
Because our administration
They should. You just have to work on the phrasing of it.
Okay.
So it'd have to be more of, like, a diversity and inclusion, like, training, rather than, like, something that is specifically searching for and, like, targeting certain students. Because then it's going to be kind of one of those...
So we have to...
Like, right.
We want to target them, but we have to make sure that we don't come out and say it.
Where did she get her clothes? I'm just... The one on the left. I'm just asking.
Right.
You know, these people are great. And again, think about this. You and I, conservatives, well, maybe some of you, but most of you that I know, you would not advocate to put people on the left into any kind of institution. Well, they need help, but I wouldn't force them into any kind of institution. But this isn't isolated to this campus. We saw, again, go look up Mark Dice's stuff. D-I-C-E. Just look up his stuff. This is constant. You find this on beaches. You find this on campuses. People that are on the left or the far left, they feel that they're so right, they're so smart, they're so much better than us, that if you don't take them at their word, then we can go ahead and send you to a camp. That's the right thing to do.
Pushing for is to kind of take out those students, either by, like, looking at their social media or something like that, kind of going through what they're posting,
right,
and kind of putting them in a sensitivity / education type of program.
So now they want to go into your social media. There's a couple of states now looking at your social media before they give you a gun permit. Isn't that wonderful? Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon and at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless you.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, met in private with members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Afterwards, he talked about Wednesday's House Oversight Committee public hearing.
I look forward to tomorrow, to being able to, in my voice, to tell the American people my story, and I'm going to let the American people decide exactly who's telling the truth.
Democrats mark the anniversary of the Brady handgun law. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will act on Wednesday on two measures to expand background checks that are part of the Brady bill.
In the course of all of that, we will prevent domestic abusers from getting guns. We will have the CDC doing research. We will, again, make the American people safer.
One would require background checks for private transactions, such as online purchases. The other would extend the background check period to 20 days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You listen to Railside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855, you know, there's a light behind me, and I repositioned the monitor the other day, and now that light is glaring right off the corner of that monitor into my eyeball. It's just wonderful. The best laid plans always blow up. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. And in the chat room, and just texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation, all right? I'm going to run through some of these stories, because I'd like to get through some of them before tomorrow. And you know what? Just hop on that thing called the interweb. Go over to YouTube. Click on Mark Dice or find Mark Dice. I think he's still got some of his older stuff up there. I mean, it is hilarious. From the days of Obama, when these guys worshipped, I mean worshipped, Obama. He could do no wrong. And that's what scares me, is they see their people as people that can actually do no wrong. That is very scary. It's extremely scary. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I read those for real. Get it? Realside for real. I don't want to do that one. That was disgusting and stupid. So, again, you know how I keep telling you we look for stories and stories that we've forgotten? And I think what I'm going to start doing is maybe stories of old that pertain to today. And when I say that, what I mean is, you know, we constantly hear how the Obama administration didn't have any scandals. Everything was wonderful. There was no problems. Remember, I was one of the guys screaming at the top of my lungs on the Iranian deal. And that's why I said to you earlier, simply, this is a really easy one to shut these guys up on when it comes to North Korea. Just take the Iranian deal. Right? And just put every place that says Iran, put North Korea in there. Let's see if they go for it. Boy, wouldn't you put them in a bad spot? See, McConnell, even though I'm not a fan of McConnell's, he's done a great job lately. whether you like it or not, look at, he's calling them out. He's putting the green bill out there. Go ahead and tell everybody you're for it and then vote against it. I mean, think about what he's doing. He's making them put their name on stuff. They've never had to do that before. They've never had to deal with it. So as I was looking for some of these stories, the White House, back in 2016, in May, there was a story in the New York Post about how the White House, they admitted that they played the American people for fools. It wasn't the first time, right? ACA was the same thing. Remember? We were told afterward that they depended on the ignorance of the American people to be able to sell that. So, liberals at the Washington Press Corps, an elite organization, congratulations to you guys. Really, they're really a bunch of suckers. Now, we all know that Obama's White House told us back in those days what they were doing. Remember, remember that most of the time, these guys, you know, the Obamas of the world, the senators, the legislators, They'll lay down a foundation of the direction they're going. Bernie Sanders, perfect example. President Trump, another perfect example. So in a New York Times piece by David Samuels, senior White House officials gleefully confess that they use friendly reporters and nonprofits as public relations tools in selling of the President Obama's foreign policy. And they do it almost at will because these tools are ignorant. They'll believe what they're told. You know, and I don't think they do any digging anymore. I don't think press or journalists really dig to see what the true information is and ask the questions, or the questions that need to be asked. When the White House can jerk you all around like that, it's not that hard to get a point across. You know, remember, I told you, as much as some of you guys hated Beckel from Fox News, he at least was open about what was going on, and he talked about the White House calling him several times, asking him to tone something down. Greta Van Susteren, same thing with her. White House called her several times, asked her to tone things down. Think about that. And then you have somebody like President Trump. They're miffed at him because he asked somebody to cut back on something or not to print something or to take, you know, his point of view on it. And all of a sudden, he's the bad guy. He should be going to jail. He should be whatever, whatever, whatever. It's collusion. It's corruption. It's a cover-up. These guys make me nuts sometimes. You know, but seriously. And then the White House, again, the White House, remember, he was picking what information. Some of you don't remember that he would not allow photographers in meetings anymore. Remember? He was giving out the photos. Can you remember that? Because it used to be that there was photographers were allowed in, and then in some of the meetings he gave out the notes and the talking points. When I say Obama, you know I mean the communications team. So it really got to the point where we were only getting the information the way they wanted, with the frosting they wanted, and in the time that they wanted, and nobody really complained about it, not till closer towards the end. The greatest triumph, though, according to Samuels, was selling a misleading narrative about the nuclear deal with Iran. Now, he only sold it to those people who drank the blue Kool-Aid. Because there were a lot of us screaming that this deal is wrong, it's bad. Their idea of verifying whether the Iranians were working on nuclear, you know, working with, you know, uranium, was to ask them for a sample of the dirt around the area that they were supposedly enriching the uranium. So I'm sure they went right to the spot where they were doing it to give the Americans a sample so they could nail them in enriching uranium, right? This is how dumb this gets. The mastermind of the Obama machine is Ben Rhodes, a New Yorker who joined the Obama campaign as a speechwriter in 2007. Now he's risen to become the most influential foreign policy hand in the White House. Now Rhodes drips with contempt for almost everyone but his boss. where he consigns all those who don't share every particular of the Obama Rhodes foreign policy perspective. I mean, and again, they call President Trump dogmatic, mean, nasty. If you're not on his page, it's the highway. Well, I think Obama was the same way. I don't think I know he was the same way. Rhodes thinks as little of them as he does of the journalists he and his team must spoon-feed. The average reporter we talked to is 27 years old, he said, and their only reporting experience consists of being around political campaigns. They don't know how to dig. They're so excited. Think about something. These guys are 27, 26, 25, 30 years old. They are so excited to be let into the White House. Right? They don't want to blow that job. They're going to keep their mouth shut. There were others in his assistant, Ned Price, refers to as force multipliers, more senior reporters and pundits who parrot what they're told to parrot. But don't you, I mean, seriously, I wish the National Enquirer was a real newspaper. You'd probably see this probably would have been printed years, decades ago. Anyway, he says, Rhodes says, I'll give them some color, or Price said that, using the journalistic term for juicy bits of inside baseball detail. And the next thing I know, lots of these guys are in the dot-com publishing space. They have huge Twitter followings, and they'll be putting his message out all over the place. And you know what? You got to give Obama credit for that. He was the first one to really see some value in social media, really see some value in getting the message out on that big interweb thing. And he kept pounding away at it. He had a building of almost 200 people in Chicago dedicated to pounding away the message minute by minute, hour by hour. Foreign policy reporter named Laura Rosen, the most credulous convey of pro-Iran deals in 2015, is given a specific shout-out by the White House, Tanya Simonder. She said that Lorraine Rosen was my RSS feed. She would just find everything and retweet it. Wouldn't it be great to have somebody doing it? I mean, it's got to aggravate the crud out of them that Trump sends out a tweet and he gets to set the narrative. So Obama may have figured out how to use it, but I think Trump has perfected it. I'm Joe Bassini, your host, just on the real side. Be back in a few minutes.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, you know, in the next hour, we're gonna go back and talk about, what's his name, Jesse, what's his name?
Jesse, J-U, J-U-S-S.
J-U-S-S?
Jussie.
Jussie. He changed that. Nobody's named Jussie. Anyhow. As the Alphabet Soup Media Services are trying to cover his butt, it's great to see that the chief of police in Chicago has now stepped up and said, hey, we have more evidence on this guy. More and more of it keeps surfacing. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And again, we're going to play another interview on campuses where young people really feel like he should go to jail, he really shouldn't be punished, all he was doing was bringing light to a problem that actually exists. So now breaking the law, as long as in your mind it's got a good cause to it, which seems to follow the Democratic mantra, but as long as it was a good cause or a good reason or you thought there was a good reason, then all is well, you're forgiven, not a problem. Can you believe this? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time. All right, let's do a couple of crazy stories. Because I love these. Oh, I love this. I especially love these. So, you know, one of the things I would say is every year, what is it? Harvard has Scream Week. Primal Scream Week, I think it's called. And you see pictures of kids running through kids. I mean kids. Running through these college, not dorms, classrooms, naked. Screaming and being stupid and all that. And many colleges now, for some of you parents who may not know, I would say a good majority of them, they have sex week. Because college students aren't having enough sex. We're going to give a whole week and just cut them loose, right? And on sex week, they have classes about how to have safe sex and how to have animal sex and how to have sex with the same sex and just how to have sex with trees. I mean, we've been through all of this. But it's true, right? I'm not lying.
No,
it's true, right? I mean, I thought the eco-sexualist was the funniest one. You know, everybody who joins that group gets a splinter kit. Anyway, so, and I always said the same thing here. Do you really know what's going on with your kids at school? Do you? And some people, I don't want to know. Yeah, you do want to know. A new report by the Tennessee Comptroller's Office reveals that the University of Tennessee spent over $105,000 in student fees to fund Sex Week. Forget the books, people. Well, forget the clothes, too. You know, you want to come to Sex Week, I guess, and see how it's done. So the office released a report that takes a closer look at the financial aspects of Sex Week, which is held annually at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. Now, the report alleges that the Sexual Empowerment and Awareness at Tennessee organization, which puts on Sex Week, has received an average of $15,000 a year since 2013. It comes from the student activities fees. Now, the funny thing about this is that every student usually has to pay these. It's kind of in their fees to go to school there. So if I don't want to contribute to it, it's going to go there anyhow, right? So in 2016 and 17, the report states that the group received $22,700 for a sex week at UT. Students have the option to opting out of funding events, but on by registered students of organizations. Now, SEAT, which is what it's called, according to the report, is one of the top five registered student organizations at UT Knoxville. In terms of funding for student activities and fees, they're on top. In 2017 and 18, the report states that Sex Week only had 694 attendees, which is less than 3% of UT's total enrollment. Now, the comptroller's office, you know how many programs would be canceled at that number? But hey, it's Sex Week. The comptroller's office offers suggestions ranging from the Tennessee General Assembly banning Sex Week to the General Assembly ignoring the event altogether, which would give it less, even proposing that UT be more transparent with parents and students about the controversial or any controversial events to speak of. I would love to know what's going on. Well, my kids are all at college. I would love to know what was going on. If this kind of stuff was happening, I love people who send their kids to conservative colleges and then they figure, whew, okay, I got them there. That's it. We're done. You're never done. Doesn't work that way. You need to check on these kids on a regular basis because they're pulled in all kinds of different directions. And dare I say it, God forbid, and again, we've done a bowl of stories of this, God forbid you tell your daughters to watch themselves, to take care of themselves, to make sure that when they're at the bar or they're at a party, to keep track of their drinks, because you're trying to keep your daughter safe. But then you become part of the rape culture because you're suggesting that if she does something wrong, if she doesn't want your drink, if she drinks too much, she doesn't dress properly, and she gets raped, it's her fault, which is not what we're suggesting at all. As parents, any parents who really care, you all tell your kids to be careful. And you may have to be just real open with them and explain to them what goes on. And some young kids I met are extremely sheltered children. Now, some of the things that they're suggesting is to be more transparent about funding for student organizations and how much money they allot. Create a more proactive plan to communicate. Like, that's going to work. Taking action to reduce the perception of bias in student activities. How about we just knock out Sex Week? I just saved you $105,000. I'll take 10%. Thank you very much. In a letter to the comptroller's office, Randy Boyd, the interim president of UT, stated that the school would make the changes necessary to cease future allocations of funds directly to registered student organizations. I mean, I can't believe that who thought this was okay and then was okay to fund it as well. Right? UT Sex Week has found itself at the center of controversy over the past few years. In 2016, the group held workshops, BDSM, and butt stuff. Yeah, you figure it out. They even invited a porn star to come speak. I mean, do we really need this on college campuses? No. We've got some. We have some of the poorest scores on the face of the planet from our colleges. And the only thing we can think of is teaching them how to have sex, which is something they're having a lot of already. You want to really help it along? And then on top of that, you know, I live in California. So the education system in California is unique, to say the least. We seem to be more... We seem to care more about whether our kids know what gender they're searching for than whether or not they can pass a math test or an English test or a reading test. We've done away with the exit exam from high school because, you know, God forbid a child knows where they stand. So when they get to another state and they go to a college and they're looking at them going, what? You graduated with what? You can't do what? You know, I had that piece I was going to play, but I was afraid to embarrass a lot of people. Because a couple of people around me did not know. Here we go. Let me see if I can start a fire. What president's Mount Rushmore? That was a question asked. There wasn't a single person on a college campus that could answer the question. I mean, one or two came up with George Washington, but the most of them couldn't do it. So then I started asking some of my friends, okay, what are the presidents of Mount Rushmore? They couldn't tell me either. Many of them couldn't tell me. I was saddened by that. But some of them are pretty old, so I can see you forgetting it after many years, you know, having to pull it up in your memory. But if you're younger and you've just gone to college, shouldn't you have a clue? How about two? Can you name two? That's what I would have done. No, but I can tell you what BDSM means. I can tell you what bathroom I might want to use tomorrow. But who's on Mount Rushmore? Yeah, no, not going to happen. What we're doing to our kids is a sin, people. I mean, seriously. Allowing them to go to these colleges and these schools, getting an education at subpar. Not every teacher doesn't care. Not every school district doesn't care. It's not what I'm saying. I don't paint with that broad of a brush. But there are many that are failing, and it has nothing to do with money. When you look at the books they'll be putting out, when you look at what's being shoved down your child's throat, it's a big deal. You need to pay attention. You need to look at the books. You need to maybe even read along with them in some of the books. And I know some of you are working. That's right. You can't do it because you're working on that. But you're not always working. And you can, hey, your kid goes to bed, check out his backpack. Go through the books. Look at the homework. See what it is they're studying. Straighten it out if you have to. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you've been spending with us. Look at the next hour. You don't want to go anywhere. We're going to hear more from the elite on college campuses in California.